Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Two-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman is dead. The Santa Fe County, New Mexico sheriff says they conducted a welfare check at Hackman's home Wednesday and found the 95-year-old along with his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog. The office says foul play is not suspected. A Trump administration plan to hold off foreign aid is still ongoing, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
At issue, nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments the administration has frozen. A lower court judge ordered the government to unfreeze those payments by midnight last night. But an order from Chief Justice John Roberts has now pushed back the deadline so the justices can consider the case.
A new White House memo directs federal agencies to prepare for large-scale reductions in staff. President Trump plans to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Washington tomorrow to sign a minerals deal giving the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. This is ABC News. The EPA says it's completed the first phase of hazardous waste removal from areas of Los Angeles that were devastated by the Palisades and Eaton fires last month. ABC's Tony Cabrera is there.
The EPA says it removed over 300 million tons of hazardous materials. The agency says it was able to do so quickly because it ramped up its efforts, bringing in about four times more teams than they normally would in a fire cleanup. That's about 1,700 workers on site.
Some hair products have tested positive for cancer-causing substances, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Consumer Reports tested 10 of the most popular synthetic hair braiding products. They found cancer-causing benzene, which can cause leukemia with high enough exposure, in three products. They found lead in 9 of the products at levels exceeding the maximum allowed set by California regulators. It's not clear if either of these were identified at levels that could pose an immediate health risk, but in theory, long-term exposure over many years could be a concern.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
98.3 FM WCQM. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. It seems like the snowmobile trails just opened. But according to a Facebook post from the Fifield Snow Drovers, the Price County Snowmobile Trails will be closing at 7 a.m. today, Thursday, February 27th. Trails may reopen if the weather cooperates, but as of today, those trails are closed. Saturday, March 8th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is hosting a program about helping kids cope with anxiety. They invite parents to join them. There is also an option to attend via Zoom, but be sure to register by March 6th. You can call 715-634-2299 or email nwconnection@ncfrwi.net. This course will talk about what causes anxiety, how to prevent it, what to do if you think your child may be anxious, and how to manage anxiety. All attendees who participate and complete a training survey will receive a $20 gas card, and snack and childcare are provided for those attending in person. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, March 8th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Phillips Public Library or virtually via Zoom. Making history for African Americans, women, and STEM professions, our Black History Month feature today is on Katherine Johnson. Here's Lisa Hale.
Called a human computer for her mathematical capabilities, Creola Katherine Johnson was critical to the success of the first manned space flights in the United States. Johnson's work was made famous by the movie Hidden Figures, which took a Hollywood look at her work on the Project Mercury space flights, including those for Alan Shepard and John Glenn. She calculated trajectories, launch windows, and return paths.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here. Right here.
At a time when America was rife with racial tension and many areas of the South were segregated, Johnson's work at NASA was crucial to the historical moon missions. She went on to shape America's space shuttle program as well. She spent her later years encouraging students to enter science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was given the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019. When she died on February 24, 2020, NASA's Administrator Jim Bridenstine called her an American hero. In 2021, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. For furthering space exploration, encouraging and inspiring students, and serving as a pioneering example of African-American women in STEM fields, Katherine Johnson is not a hidden figure, but a historical figure for Black History Month.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jeffrey David Spaulding, age 64, of Fifield, died on February 19th at Aspirus Seasons of Life in Woodruff. He is survived by his daughters, Jenny Spaulding and Jackie Mann, by his stepson, Michael T. Wagner, further survived by 7 grandchildren, by his 5 sisters, Jean Batten, Joan Gause, Linda Gause, Lori Spaulding, and Lisa Kohler, survived also by his goddaughter, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 1st at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Visitation held at the church Saturday, March 1st from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jeffrey David Spaulding, age 64, of Fifield. Brian A. Billing, 55, of Reeseville, passed away after a sudden health event on Friday, February 14th, at Watertown Regional Medical Center. He is survived by his mother, Carol Billing, of Park Falls, by siblings, Wayne and Larry Billing, of Manitowoc, as well as aunts, uncles, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held on March 1st at 2 p.m. at the Hafermeister Funeral Home located in Watertown. A second memorial service will be held in Park Falls at a later date. This has been the funeral notice for Brian A. Billing, age 55. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight against the Denver Nuggets. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on why he thinks he's not getting more shots from the free throw line.
I feel like it's just been inconsistent. You know, I think it's been a lack of understanding on how I'm being fouled. You know, a lot of times guys will hook the defender's arm and then jump or whatever. But I just feel like I'm paying attention to how they're defending me in screens. They're fighting over. It's hard to stop on the dime. And I'm stopping on the dime, shooting the ball, knowing how they're they're pursuing me over ball screens. So it's a normal play.
Baseball manager Pat Murphy on Sirius XM Radio asked, what will it take to plate more runs if the Brewers don't spend more money in free agency?
If you don't have the budget to just go out and kind of just fill every hole, you're going to have to build from within or build from your trades or whatever. There's ways to disrupt the other team by having an offense that can beat you in many ways.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 38 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, some light rain and snow showers. It's going to be windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the upper 30s in the morning into the 20s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98 Q Country.
I just realized I needed to lose weight because I noticed I don't even use a calendar to keep track of the year. I use food. Like when the McRib is out, I know it's November. A friend tried to tell me she was getting married in January. I'm like, oh, Girl Scout cookies. Yeah. I'm there. I just started this diet where you have to learn portion sizes, which sucks because then you realize how bad you've been eating your entire life. Guys, I just found out a pint of ice cream is 4 servings. It's a sad day when you realize you've been eating for a family of 4 your entire life. You ever notice that no one ever tells you that you're fat until you lose the weight? That's messed up. You lose a couple pounds, you won't see your friends for months. The first thing out of their mouth is, oh my God, you lost weight. Girl, you were fat.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
driving home tonight, catching all red lights. That's alright, cause I don't wanna be alone. There's nobody waiting there, cold and empty bed. Words I wish I'd said, come on the radio.
Girl, we knew what all we put them through. cigarette. Said these damn things will kill me, yeah. But God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today, just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ where you got supper's, take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods. Yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go. But if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this home.
Cash. New stuff, Hometown Home at Low Cash in 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show for a Thursday, the 27th of February. Good to have you with us. Maybe you're listening for the first time, wondering what the heck. And then maybe you've been listening for 25 years and still you're wondering, what the heck? What's he... We appreciate you. Thank you so much for making us a part of your morning. We'll try to give you a little something we can use for the rest of the day. We have a keyword to share with you today. We have a $25 gift certificate to Park Falls Family Restaurant, and we're gonna give you the keyword right now. The keyword is is it family? It is family. Family. I had it up on the screen and then I took it down. And now I'm doubting. Family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, family, is your text-to-win keyword right now. So go to your Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone and hit text. Go to 98Q Country, of course. Hit text and put the keyword family in there. And if you don't have that on your Android or iPhone, just go to your Play Store and search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Put that on your Android or iPhone. And then when we do contests and all kinds of things, you can call us from there. You can text us stuff to the studio, requests, birthdays, all that stuff. So family is your key word. We're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to the Park Falls Family Restaurant. All right, what else going on here today? I stumbled across yesterday the 2025 list of hurricane names. So when hurricane season starts, I always like to take a look at the list to see if maybe, you know, my name's on there, if your name's on there. And the list includes Andrea, Barry, Chantal, C-H-A-N-T-A-L, Dexter, DJ Rick, Fernand, F-E-R-N-A-N-T, Gabrielle, Gray Gunderson. Usually they don't have two names on there, but they did this time. Same thing, Austin Brume is on the list. Wait a minute. This isn't the list of hurricane names. This is the list of people who didn't respond to the email telling us what it is exactly you do here. That's right. I'm not on the list. People know what I do. Not much. Gabrielle is on the list. Humberto. Melda. I didn't know Fernand, F-E-R-N-A-N-D. I know these are, you know, four names, so up here in northern Wisconsin, we're like, hey there, how come the Gustafsons aren't on there? Melda, Jerry, Karen is on there, Lorenzo, Melissa, Nestor, Olga. Oh, there we go. Svan and close enough. Olga. Pablo, Rebecca, R-E-B-E-K-A-H. Sebastian, Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, Van is on there, Hurricane Van, and Wendy. Oh, Hurricane, oh, oh, oh. You don't want to get to Hurricane Wendy. I don't know what that means. We have yesterday, raise your hand if you're starting to feel older. I don't care what age you are. If you're 30, if you're 50, 60, 80, whatever, some point you say, man, I'm starting to get old, or I'm getting old, or I am old. Everybody has said that either internally or out loud. Yesterday I had that moment. I wanted to reach through the phone and just give a little Three Stooges, a little slap across the face, just a little whoop, 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 when I was talking on the phone to someone yesterday, and we were trying to figure out an email process of getting an MP3 file, an audio file transferred, and it wasn't transferring correctly, and it was like back and forth. And then for some reason out of the blue, I said to this person, this lady, obviously a younger lady, I said, I remember the day when these used to come on a reel to reel and not through an email and an MP3. And she basically, in so many words on the other end, gasped for about 2 seconds. She went, oh, I've never heard of that. Real to who? Real, is that a new reality TV show? Real to Real. And I for a moment, I just wanted to hang up the phone. Just wanted to hang up the phone. You've had that moments, right, with your kids, grandkids, whoever, even someone that's just a few years younger than you. When you say, when you ask them, do you remember? And they're like, no. It's like, okay, guess I'll just shut up and be old right now. So we have a temp of only 35 today. We're at 33 right now. So not warming up much. It's going to be windy. Not a good day. If you've been walking the last few days, you're going to have to be a hardy soul out there today with that wind moving around. And the cloud cover you're seeing right now looks like that's kind of linger through the day today. But we have, over the next 7 days, we have at least two or three in there. Probably we'll get up into the 40s. A little bit of a swoon on Saturday with temperatures only in the 20s on Saturday. But we've had a nice little break here. Pretty much all of the snowmobile trails are closing down. Some to the far north in Wisconsin may still be hanging on, be open. But with the warmer weather, the Price County ones closing as of earlier this morning. What else you want to talk about today? I'm just kind of going through my list of things. One thing I noticed yesterday, and again, I said this to my wife, and she's like, yeah, whatever. I said, you know what I miss? And I say that we'll be sitting around, I'll say to my wife, you know what I miss? And she's like, oh boy, here we go. What do you miss? I told her yesterday, I miss asking for directions. I miss asking for directions. I miss the days of pulling into a gas station, walking up to the counter, and saying, hey, I'm looking for 2nd Avenue West. I'm looking so, yeah, whatever the specific place might be. Person behind the counter will either give you that look like, I have no idea, I'm not from around here, or they'll be that person that just says, okay, here's what you do. You know, they ruffle their shoulders a little bit, they pull their sleeves back. All right, here's what you got to do. All right, you go down here and you take a left at that barn that burned down 3 years ago, then you take a right at Bob's Burger Place, you know where that is? And then they give you the directions. And you're contemplating whether you should be writing them down or not. Because usually when you ask for directions back in the day, you did it once and then you got a little bit closer to where you wanted to be. And then you stopped and you asked directions again. Usually the process. I remember very vividly one time that I asked for directions. I was in South Dakota. And I was with a friend and we were going to a friend's wedding. And this would have been a long time ago, folks. This would have been... Get out of my yard. That time, I'm talking about late 80s, early 90s, probably 90, 91. Long time ago. For some of us, not that long ago. But I was in South Dakota, and we were looking for a church. There was no GPS, there was nothing. We were looking for the church to go to the wedding. So I pulled up to... a gas station with the intent of going into the gas station asking for directions. But as I was pulling up, there was someone that was pumping gas there. And as you know, when you're looking for directions, yeah, you stump, yep, doesn't hurt to ask. You know, you just ask somebody along the way. Your intention was to go inside and ask the person, but if the person outside pumping gas, yeah, why not? Say, hey, you know where the first evangelical church? So we pull up, roll down the window, and the person on the other side of the pump was pumping their gas, pre-credit card days, cash only. And we said, they had their back turned to us, and I said, hey, sir, do you know where the First Methodist Church is, or whatever it was? And just as I said that, the person turned around, the person was not a sir, and gave an inaudible grunt, to which I responded, thank you, have a good day, and we drove, we just drove right off. So I made the mistake, first of all, of saying sir or madam. That's a mistake right away. Even if you're 100% sure, just don't start it that way. And just the inaudible grunt as the person turned around told me that I should just roll up the window and say, thank you, have a good day, and we moved on. To this day, when I think of asking directions, I can visualize that gas station in the small town of South Dakota. And all of us have those memories. If you're over the age of 50, you have a memory of getting lost, asking for directions. The map, you know, in the car. The huge, like the 4x4 map that you got that blocks everybody's vision. And trying to find that place. It was a wonderful time. Now we have, of course, our phones. We Google directions to, you know, Bob Smith's house or whatever. And it'll take you there. It might not take you on the best roads. That's the only problem I have with Google right now. Google likes to take you, mine does anyway, as the crow flies. But you get to see some roads and some people that you haven't seen in a while. You know, guy out mowing his lawn, you know, down in Stetsonville's wondering why I'm driving by his place. It's just, I just hold up my phone. This is where Google told me to come by your place and say hi. And I'm on my way to I'm on my way to Nakusa. But it likes to take you as the crow flies. So you have to be careful with your GPS systems. All right. We have absolutely learned nothing this morning or accomplished anything, but hopefully we laughed a couple of times. Let's get you some news and sports here. We do that twice an hour. So here we go.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Two-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman is dead. The Santa Fe County, New Mexico sheriff says they conducted a welfare check at Hackman's home Wednesday and found the 95-year-old along with his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog. The office says foul play is not suspected. A Trump administration plan to hold off foreign aid is still ongoing, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
At issue, nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments the administration has frozen. A lower court judge ordered the government to unfreeze those payments by midnight last night. But an order from Chief Justice John Roberts has now pushed back the deadline so the justices can consider the case.
A new White House memo directs federal agencies to prepare for large-scale reductions in staff. President Trump plans to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Washington tomorrow to sign a minerals deal giving the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The deadline for taking down your ice shanty is rapidly approaching. The Wisconsin DNR reminds ice anglers that the deadline to remove permanent ice shanties, or those that aren't removed daily, from Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 is March 16th. For those of us south of Highway 64, the deadline is March 2nd. But remember, no ice is 100% safe. Ice anglers should check with local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions before removing their shanties. Once again, that deadline for those of us north of Highway 64 is March 16th, and those of us south of 64, it's March 2nd. We'd also like to provide you with a notice that the Iron County ATV, UTV, and snowmobile trail systems will be closing due to rapidly deteriorating conditions. That closure is in effect today at 6 a.m. on Thursday, February 27th. If significant snowfall arrives in the future, the potential to reopen will be evaluated. But as of right now, those trails are closed. March 15th at 10 a.m. over at Four Seasons Hospitality Center in Phillips, the Bryce County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow invites you to hear Matt Wilkinson, who is a master's student at Stevens Point, speak on evaluating shifts in the fish community in northern Wisconsin lakes. The Price County chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow has been able to introduce a walleye wagon to Solberg Lake. They have been able to release 1.6 million walleye fry into the lake and will continue this project for the next 2 years. Connors Lake is also hoping to start a walleye wagon on their lake in the near future. Everyone is welcome to this talk. Once again, this is taking place March 15th at 10 a.m. over at 165 County Highway F in Phillips. They claim it's the largest Flag Day parade in the country, and it's right here in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has information on how to get involved.
The largest Flag Day parade in the country with over 50,000 spectators will take place in Appleton on Saturday, June 14th. The City of Appleton Parades Committee is now accepting applications for the 74th Appleton Flag Day Parade. It's also accepting applications for the Memorial Day Parade on May 26th. The deadline to apply to be in either parade is April 15th. See the story at civicmedia.us for information and links.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
We'll get to some sports in just a moment. We're going to talk all things Shawamigan right now, though. We got Kyle Cronin, our district administrator, in here to do just that.
Well, let's start out with sports.
All right, let's start out with sports.
We've got state wrestling going on today.
Yeah, Gregory Morgan from Shawamigan.
Yeah, Morgan heading down to state. We got a pep rally to send him off this morning. So good luck to Greg down at state. I believe he wrestles this evening. Good luck to him and all of the competitors, certainly at state. And if you haven't ever been to state wrestling, that is a unique experience. I've gone. It is a whole lot of fun.
I've been there several years. I told Darren yesterday, I grew up a basketball person, but state wrestling is that Saturday night championship when they turn down the lights and stuff. Yep. It's electrifying. It's really fun.
Yeah, they really do a great job of just making that a great event for the kids and the athletes and the fans.
Yep.
So good luck to Greg. And again, we're going to wish him off with a pep assembly at school this morning. So we also have coming up varsity basketball for the boys over at Abbotsford this evening. 5:45 JV, 7:15 varsity start. Tomorrow evening, boys basketball, JV only at Le Couturier at 5 o'clock. So a couple of those events coming up on the horizon. I believe our boys are going to be heading over to Phillips. And
not too often Shawamigan Phillips play in the first round of tournaments. That's going to be a packed gym. That's going to be fun.
Next Tuesday night.
That's going to be a fun night for the kids.
Yeah. And believe it or not, Joel, guess what's on my schedule here for athletics? The first track meet appears in mid to late March. And as you know, just to help make up for that cold day we had about a week and a half ago. Can you believe that? A cold day a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
To make up for that, we had all this warm weather this week.
Yes.
And the ice rink was closed. Now, if we get a really cold day on Saturday, you might be able to skate on Saturday. Sure, still even this morning, probably a little slushy on top.
Yeah, slip out there, but next week's going to be warm again.
Yeah, next week's going to be warm. So I'm not sure the Park Falls Elementary ice rink may be done for the year, but you never know. It doesn't take much to get that back into shape.
Sure.
We are looking for some coaches as well. We need a middle school assistant track coach coming up. That season comes up pretty quick. We are looking for a high school football coach. So a couple of those positions coming up. We are also looking at this time for a high school math teacher. So moving from sports over to a little more of the academic side. Our Leo Club Learn to Connect program for technology for folks needing some assistance, and they get that from our students. Some of the basics, maybe what your settings do and different things on devices, and that is coming up next. Actually, today. That has been a great program for us, part of the Lions Club as well, but it's Student Leo program, Learn to Connect today. There's another one toward the end of March. We've got the Dorian Band Festival at Luther College this weekend. And
big weekend, yeah. Yep. So nice road trip down for the kids.
Road trip down starting on Sunday. For our high school students, we have an astrodynamic lab event.
That's way beyond my pay grade.
Joel, I was a history teacher. I think we're talking the same language.
Astrodynamic. All right.
And that's at our high school side. Nice. ACT coming up on March 11th and forensics on March 19th at Drummond. So a few things on the horizon there. Shawamigan Middle School Girls Volleyball. They are away. I'm a little off. I apologize for that. I had a couple of old events on my calendar that I haven't scrubbed yet.
All right.
We've got Glidden Elementary doing a snow tubing trip to Westboro today. We've got our Shawamigan Middle School Forensics Level 2 competition in Washburn today. And Middle School Volleyball, now here we go. They are away at Butternut on March 3rd at 5:45.
Monday, yeah.
Yep. So, okay. Character trait for February, Park Falls Elementary School is friendliness. So as we end out February, the friendliness is the character trait that our kids have been working on. Thank you to our Eagle Award sponsors for February for Park Falls Elementary School. That was Creative Corners Daycare. Read Across America Week is coming up. You know what that means, Joel. Get out your Dr. Seuss hat.
All right. Okay.
I know you got one next Thursday. You and I will wear them here in the studio so everyone can see on the radio.
Somewhere at home. I think it's still there. Yeah.
Yeah. That is next week. So several activities planned for Read Across America Week, including a Guess How Many Green Goldfish game.
So all right.
That does sound Dr. Seuss.
That does. Green goldfish equals Dr. Seuss, yes. Yep.
And for parents out there, summer school, just to keep on your radar, the dates we're looking at are June 9th through the 27th. We also have National School Breakfast Week coming up this next week. Our kitchen staff have a mystery to solve for student detectives called The Case of the Mystery Breakfast. So, and a shout out to the lunch ladies and our yes. food service staff. They have done a fabulous job for us. Look for Greg Morgan and the wrestling stats today.
You can go to trackwrestling.com or WIA website, and you can kind of follow along on that.
Yep, and I know there's some live streaming of the event and other things going on. So,
all right.
Again, we wish him good luck. And Joel, thank you.
All right, thank you, Kyle. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan School, joins us each Thursday morning, right around this time, about 7:40, to update us on what's going on with our Shawamigan School District. Let's get Mike Clemens in here for a 60-second sports update.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight against the Denver Nuggets. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on why he thinks he's not getting more shots from the free throw line.
I feel like it's just been inconsistent. You know, I think it's been a lack of understanding on how I'm being fouled. You know, a lot of times guys will hook the defender's arm and then jump or whatever. But I just feel like I'm paying attention to how they're defending me in screens. They're fighting over. It's hard to stop on the dime. And I'm stopping on the dime, shooting the ball, knowing how out there pursuing me over ball screens, so it's a normal play.
Baseball manager Pat Murphy on Sirius XM radio asked what will it take to plate more runs if the Brewers don't spend more money in free agency.
If you don't have the budget to just go out and kind of just fill every hole, you're going to have to build from within or build from your trades or whatever. There's ways to disrupt the other team by having a, you know, an offense that can beat you in many ways.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And the tournament basketball path continues. Girls hoops tomorrow night. We've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith tomorrow night. Regional semifinal. I'll have that for you right here. Should the Loggers win that, they'd play again on Saturday. And then tournament boys action gets underway on Tuesday. Shawamigan at Phillips. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock the tap, right here on 98Q Country.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Unavailable in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 38 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, some light rain and snow showers. It's going to be windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the upper 30s in the morning into the 20s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country. In a 4x4 by you. And I'm going to take the high road. If it gets long, have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Thank you.
covered in dirt, just a rock and roll t-shirt, headed to work with a pack of Red Man in his pocket. He's kind of Red Man, but he's rocking. Wears a beat-up telly and a Marshall stack. Little Marshall Tucker in a six-pack. Wears a good old boys and a good old days. Straight up, getting sideways. We back, we back, we back in the speakers. Back in black, getting blasted in the bleachers. It's probably true what my mama said. I do it just like my daddy did. We back, we back, we back in the saddle. Back on stage, making the whole place rattle. Back with the 18 train on the track. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. Now it's on. We back. Where's the chick wearing blue jeans? A little too tight. Got a grip on coos if it's what she likes. Getting picked up in a pickup and kicking it with guys like us. We back, we back, we back in the speakers. Back in black, getting blasted in the bleachers. It's probably true what my mama said. I do it just like my daddy did. We back, we back, we back in the saddle. Back on stage, making the whole place rattle. Back with the 18 train on the track. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. That was on. We back. Sun comes up and sun goes down. Yeah. Everything good comes back. Probably true what my mama said. I do it just like my daddy did. We back, we back, we back in the saddle. Back on stage, making the whole place rattle. Back with the 18 train on the track. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. Now it's on. We back. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. Now it's on. We back.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
Thank you.
Montgomery Gentry at 98Q. Oh, yeah, gentlemen stopping yesterday. Many of you may know Rick and Sharon Jacoby. They had a fire last Tuesday, and they just wanted to send a thank you out to everyone who has helped them out in this tough time, especially the fire department, Park Falls, Butternut, Fifield, and everybody who just helped them through this. So Rick and Sharon Jacoby just wanted me to get that message out on the air that they're very appreciative to everyone. Well, we're heading into a Fish Fry Friday, of course, tomorrow. Oh, yes, Phillips Cafe. If you haven't been down there, they're our featured business of the month. Donnie and Brenda, the folks down there, they've been doing it upright for you. 44 years they've been in the business. They'll cater your event, too. Go on in there. Have a little bite to eat. Good hometown cafe, always a great value at your local Phillips Cafe right on Highway 13, of course, in Phillips. Our keyword for today, as we are winding down our snowball throwdown showdown, appropriately enough, as the snows melt and the snowmobile trails close, we got a couple more text to win chances for you. If you haven't won, text us the word family right now, F-A-M-I-L-Y. Family is a key word. We're giving away a $25 gift certificate to the Park Falls Family Restaurant as part of our Snowball Throwdown Showdown. We will throw some live snowballs maybe for the final time today. We've only got two prizes left on the wheel. Only two prizes left on the wheel. I think there's a $25 Visa gift card on there. And I think there's a $25 Winter Cooperative still on there. So if we give those both away today, then we'll be done. If not, we'll extend it into tomorrow. So stay tuned. Sometime before 10, we'll launch some snowballs live on the air here at 98Q Country.
Bader Sports Center is heating up the winter cold with hot deals on the things you need to enjoy your favorite outdoor activities. Save 20% on Big Bill insulated base layers and heater body suits now through March 1st. Special savings on select styles of lacrosse and Danner outdoor footwear. And don't forget to check out the selection of Stormy Cromer apparel for men, women, and children. Bader's even has Stormy Cromer for man's best friend. See all Bader specials on their Facebook page. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Hey, Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They've got fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, even deliver pizza and anything on the menu. Call 715-208-2795, Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Save your flyers, collect 20, and your next pizza's on Lena. Don't miss nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday, Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, and a new porterhouse steak. All trails lead to Lena's Northern Pines, your dinner destination. A Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Arlena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods. Find clothes for the whole family, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Your business helps support the students in the Lakeland Union Wings and Star programs. Most resale items are $5 or less, and there's always a special. Let your dollar go further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15. Find them on Facebook.